Today is Mitzvah Samach Vav, Mitzvah 66, as we continue in Parshas Mishpatim. It's what we call Parshas Mishpatim. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch right here, he says, oh, it's a new Parsha, Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. In the Chinuch counting, and there are some Minhagim, according to the footnotes here, it's Minhagim of Algiers and Tunis, that they split up the Parshias differently, and they have a separate Parsha. Mishpatim would be shorter Shnayim Mikra this week than we have. But he had separate. So according to the Chinuch, we already finished Parsha Mishpatim, and now we're starting a new Parsha with 29 mitzvahs. 7 mitzvahs asay and 22 mitzvahs los asay. Either way, according to what we have, there are 29 mitzvahs that we have left to Parsha Mishpatim, and we start off with Mitzvah Samach Vav, Mitzvahs Halva'a La'ani, a mitzvah to lend money to a poor person, the mitzvah of Halva'a. There was a lot of discussion, some of which we already had, that the formulation of the Torah on this mitzvah is Im Kesef Talveh. We discuss this at the end of Yisro. Why is it that 3 times in the Torah, when there is an obligation to do something, the Torah says Im? Im is Be'ach Avanim Tasali. We discussed it last week in the Parsha Shir. Here, Im Kesef Talves Ami. And further on, we're going to have another one, B'minchas Bikurim. So we quoted Rav Moshe, but it's not just the Moshe, I saw the Ksav Sofer also says it, and other Mefarshim say it, we should feel as if we're doing a chesed and doing something voluntary instead of being forced. But there's a lot of discussion just on this mitzvah even before we read the Sefer HaChinuch. Number one, Rov Rishonim and Rov Mefarshim counted as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to lend money to somebody who is in need. The Rambam writes in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Zayin. That's why obviously the Chinuch always follows the Rambam's number. Chetzivanu lahavos la'ani laharchiv lo lahakel in yano. We have a commandment to lend to an ani to make it easy for him. Mitzvah zui yoter chazakav yoter mechuyevus mikol mitzvah staka. This is the most important level of staka, as we're going to see more in a minute. The Rambam is alluding to something he writes elsewhere, but the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat in Simin Tzadik Zayin quotes this v'halacha. Mitzvahs asei lahalvos la'aniyei Yisrael v'hu mitzvah gedola yoter me'at staka. More than giving tzedakah is to lend money. And then he goes through the priorities. For krovo, ani, kodo, laniyim acherim, your relative comes first, and the aniyim of your city come before the aniyim of another city, as the same priorities that exist by tzedakah exist by lending money as well. Who does not quote it as a mitzvah? The Abarbanel. Abarbanel, in his commentary on our Parsha, which happens to be this week's Parsha, everything that we've done over the past couple of two, 3 weeks is in this week's Parsha. The Abarbanel relates to what he said in the whole Parsha. He, if you want to read the Abarbanel, beginning of Mishpatim, he goes through all the Aseres Hadibros, and he says, Mishpatim fits into all of the Aseres Hadibros. So he says, after the Torah discussed parts of Lo Sirtzach, and Lo Signov, and Lo Sinaf, all of those, Elosane, Vriacha, all of the, everything in Mishpatim up until now was included in all of those. So now he says, now we're up to Losachmod types of mitzvahs. Included in Losachmod is giving money away that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. I shouldn't desire it all for me, even my own money, I should be able to part with it. But he says, Hu Rishus Lochova, Lefisha Mitzvah, He Ikares Be'ena, He Losis Lo Derech Matana. Really, what should give it as a gift? Shouldn't want it back and only give it if you can get it back, even though other mefarshim, as we just alluded to, and we'll say in a second, say, no, it's an even higher level. The Abarbanel says, maybe it's not. But we do not assume like the Abarbanel, we assume like the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Shulchan Aruch, that it is a mitzvah. The pashas of the Rambam and the Chinuch as well, if you look at the Chinuch, lahalvos la'ani, kasogas hayak kifi mashet tzarech lo, to give money to an ani based on what he needs. L'man harchiv lo, ulahakol me'alav anchasot, in order to expand the situation for him and to make it easy for him. But we assume, let's say, if somebody is not a poor person, he's just poor right now. Let's say we're with somebody in a store and they ran out of money. And their credit card's not working. So I give them money on the spot. Are they poor? No, they have plenty. They have a big house at home. Is that an ani? That's ani ba'osa sha'a. And l'chora, the mefarshim assume, that's also a partial, at least, fulfillment of this mitzvah, because he's a poor person right now. The Zayin LaTorah even says that this is alluded to in the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, "Kesef Talva," says Rav Zalman Sarotskin, "Yish beis mine aniyim." There are 2 types of poor people. Ani mamish, b'chol makom bizman, an ani that is a poor person objectively, shunikra amashem, and ani b'oso makom, yesh lo kesef b'makom acher, he has money elsewhere. For example, the Mishnah in Demai says an ani is allowed to eat Demai. If somebody's passing through town and he has nothing with him, he's an ani for that moment, he's allowed to eat Demai. produce that had certain questions about his has certain questions about its maestris. So there is a concept of ani ba'osa shah. So it says the Zayim LaTorah, there is a concept of an objective ani and an ani at that moment. So that's what the pasuk is alluding to. Im kesef talve, if you have money to lend, shenis damnu lefanecha beis hasuga me'elaka achas, and you have both of these people in front of you, what should you do? First et ami. Ami means the nation that really needs you. That's Esa'ani Mamish. Shlo Yibso Achayim Sheyilvulo. And after that, Etayani Imach. The Ani that's with you, only an Ani because they're with you and they're not at home. Be'ircho B'shaitacha. Avabamakamacher B'shacheres Einu Ani. So that's what he says. Yes, the mitzvah applies there too, says the Azayim Latar, but obviously there's a greater mitzvah for the objective Ani. The Kotzker is quoted in many Svarim. I saw it's quoted in the, another Mayana Shel Torah is quoted here in the Yagdol Torah as well. The Kotzker says that it says in Pirkei Avos, the Bishas Ptiraso Shel Adam, when a person is Nifter, Ein Malavin Lo La Adam Lo Kesev Lo Zav. Money's not going to come with us. Right, lo, it's kiloba moso yikacha kolo yerad acharav kavodo, as the song goes. We're not going to take it with us. Ela Torah ma'isim tovim. So therefore, says the pasuk im kesef talve. You want your money to go with you. You want your kesef to be malave you. Playing on words, talve means lo, but also means malave, a company. As kesef talve, the money. You know, there's only one way for a money to accompany you. Es ha'ani imach. You give it to the ani. So ani, you give it, it's going to go with you. Any money that we keep for ourselves is not coming with us. Any money that we give away, if kesef talve, you want the kesef to be malave you, es ha'ani imach. So the ani with you, if he has that money is going with you. Because that's ma'isim tovim. That's the kotzker on the pasuk. There's also a beautiful arachayim HaKadosh. You know, a lot of them, all the first, you get into the act here. If kesef talve, on the arachayim, right here, says the arachayim, sometimes we look around and we see people with extra money. And we wonder, why do they have that money? You know, they don't need it. They have plenty of money. Why? And sometimes we might look at ourselves. Why don't Kadosh Baruch Hu give me this windfall? V'yomar Adam, ma heina otzro zahav la'adam lo davar. V'lama lo hispik Hashem lasis lo mezonos avatzrichim. V'lo yez gadol miYaakov avinu asher shah lechem lechol lovega lilbosh. Let's get what he needs. What do we need this extra money for? So, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts money in the world for certain people. It might not be time for the ultimate recipients to have it yet. But you know what he'll do? He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you as a pikadon. He'll give a rich person money, you know, and hold it until so-and-so is ready for it or ready for it. He's been through a certain situation. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a certain person to go through a certain tsara, and then he'll get the money. But you're a watchman in the meanwhile. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this for two reasons. Number one, in order to make it more difficult for a person in Olam Hazeh, so that in Olam Haba, it'll be La'olme Olamim, it'll be unbelievable. We won't have any difficulties in Olam Haba. And number two, to give us the schus, to be able to help out a Kodesh Baruch Hu and do the mitzvah. So he says, that's the pshat. Im kesef talve es ami. Pirish, im ra'isa shahaya lecha kesef, yosir amasha ata tzarech la'atzbacha, shata malave la'ami. Im kesef talve, if you have so much money that you're able to lend money, teda lecha, she'ein ze chelek ha'magiacha ela chelek acherim, shehu ha'ani imach. It's really the ani. It's really the unis, and therefore don't think of yourself as so great. We shouldn't think of ourselves as amazing because it's really not our money. So we have the Kotzker, we have the Arachayim HaKadosh, we have many stories that are given, and even just to end off the introduction with two other points. We know that later on in Parshas Kedoshim, there are two Averis, one called Nakama and one called Netira, two types of revenge. So if we would have looked at Chazal, what does revenge mean? So we could have said, what does revenge mean? If you did something to me, and I'm going to smash your head, and I'm going to break down your house. I want to do many things for revenge. The two examples that Chazal give for revenge are in the context of lending. Nakama, as we know the Rashi, Parsha Kedoshim, Nakama is, somebody comes to me and wants to borrow a rake, and I say to him, no, well, you didn't give me your rake yesterday, so I'm not giving you a rake today. That's Nakama. Netira is the other form of revenge. Somebody comes to me, can I borrow your rake, and you say, well, you didn't lend me yesterday, but I'm better than you. Here, take my rake. I'm lending you. So why did Chazal Dafka pick that? It reflects the importance of this mitzvah. And just finally, the last point is the Sefer Avos Chesed by the Chafetz Chaim, where he talks all about different mitzvahs, Hachras Hazarchim, and just to read you the chapters. Beautiful. If anybody's never been through Avos Chesed, it's a must read. All the Kisvei Chafetz Chaim. He talks about Hachras Hazarchim and Biker Cholim. He has chapters on everything. So the Chelek Rishon in Avos Chesed, 10 prakim on Im Kesef Talveh. The first mitzvah he talks about in Avos Chesed. Mitzvah zaseh ben HaTorah l'lavos la'aniyei yachenu. Shenemar, im kesef talves adiyas ha'aniyei imach. V'isa b'vechilta im shebetorah reshuts v'shalosh me'en chova. V'zeh echad mehem. Right, he says right here, Havei Tevitenu, mitzvah zugdola b'mitzvah tztaka. And he says, like the Rishonim say, and it applies to aniyei menta ashirim. And then he says, v'da'od, d'lav dafka halvas mos. Doesn't only mean lending money. We'll get to this when we talk about the dinim. Do a din min mitzvah l'hashalok kelev. Also objects. Somebody comes over, a neighbor comes over. It says, can I borrow a peeler? We should have in mind, I'm doing a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. By giving them a peeler, by giving them some sugar, whatever it is, that's a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. V'shar chafatzah v'chayotzi bo. Ki hakol mimidas hachesedu shekadosh baruch hu chavitz bo. Ki chavitz chesedu. But it's all part of it. So that is the Chavos Chaim. If we have time at the end, we'll go through more of the Avos Chesed. Anyway, so back to the Chinuch. And this mitzvah of lending is stronger and more obligatory than the mitzvah of staka. Why? If somebody knows the difficulty, if somebody is so downtrodden and lost that he has to ask for alms, the Rishonim assume that's the lowest level when somebody has to go and beg. If you got a little bit of loan, maybe he won't have to come to borrowing again. And when Hashem has rachmanis on him and gives him, and he'll be able to live with the rest. That's why the Torah tells us, we have to lend him before he comes to begging for charity. Shenemar im kesef talvis amri, and he quotes the Chazal that this im is obligatory. He doesn't say it beferish, but what the Chinuch is for sure having in the back of his mind when he wrote this paragraph is the famous structure of the Rambam. Famous, probably the most famous section in the Rambam, Menuchas Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam has the 8 levels of tzedakah, and halva'ah is a form of tzedakah. Lending money. Tzedakah doesn't only mean I give without wanting to get paid back. The Rambam has 8 levels of tzedakah, the highest level being giving somebody a job. That is the highest level of tzedakah because it's not embarrassing and it gives them self-esteem and it gets them independent. Shmona malos yish b'tzedakah zu l'mala mizu. Mala gadola she'en l'mala mimena. This is Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. Enochas matnes aniyim. The greatest levels that hamachzik bidei Yisrael shemach v'nosin lo matana o alva o osel imo shutfis o mamsi lo melacha kedei lachazik es yado actually tzarech labrios v'lo yishal. Give him a job. Pachos mizeh. The next level down, anonymous in both directions. That's the next level, right? The person, I don't know who I'm giving to, and the ani doesn't know who he's getting from. Basically, a pushka. If I put money in a pushka in the shul, I have no idea where that money's going, unless it's going for bedek habayis. It's going for the shul upkeep, which is also a form of tzedakah. But if it's going to aniyim of the city, if it's going to topchei shabbos, if it's going to any organization that the Laman Achai here, any organization, so then that's the highest level. I don't know who I'm giving to, and they don't know who they're getting from, so it's not embarrassing. We discussed a couple of weeks ago in Shir, the Gemara of Mar Ukva, where Mar Ukva used to give money to the poor person, leave it outside his door, and run away, and one time the Adi started running after him, and he jumped into an oven. He says, it's better to jump into an oven and risk my life rather than embarrass him and have him see who I am, and I should know who he is. So that is the Rabbah. The highest level is anonymous, the next levels down are anonymous in one direction and anonymous in the other direction, and continues giving with a smile and giving before they ask. And a major portion of tzedakah is that one should give without, not just to give, but to give it a certain way that the ani is not embarrassed. Okay, weiter. Shorash HaMitzvah says the Schinuch, the Shorash of the Mitzvah, the Hashkafa, even though we've already mentioned plenty of Shorash and Hashkafa of the Mitzvah, so let's see what the Chinuch says. Sheratza ha-kelios bruav milumadim umurgalim b'midas ha-chesed v'arachamim. This mitzvah is about people becoming accustomed to midas ha-chesed. Meaning, it's amazing, the Chinuch says nothing right here about halva'a or tztaka being about the recipient. You know what this mitzvah is about? That I should become accustomed to being, to giving. What I like to call, not just to give, but becoming a giver. That's what the mitzvah is about. It's about the gavra nosein, not about the person who is there. Chesed is not just about the fact that, oh, there's a need in front of me, and therefore I have to fill that need. No. I do the chesed so that I can become a giver. Ki hi midah meshubachas, because that is going to perfect my religious personality. Umitoch hechsher gufam bebidas atovos yiruim kabbalas tova. And if I make myself perfect, then I'll be roy to get more shefa from Hashem. Tov will go on Tov, not the opposite. Hashem wants to give us things. He just needs us to perfect ourselves. And the more we perfect ourselves, the more he's going to give us. If it wasn't for this reason, Hashem could give the Ani money himself. What, he needs us to give the money to the Ani? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can let it rain dollar bills in his house. He can do whatever he wants. Get the money. Let the Ani find. Every poor person will find. Will dig down in his house and he'll find money. He needs us. The answer is because it's for us. It's all about us. El Shahaya Mechasto Baruch Hu Shenazenu Shluchim Lo Lezakotenu. We are Hashem Shliach in the mitzvah. He doesn't give it to the Ani. He gives it. He lets us give it to the. Give it to the Ani. If you skip down to the end of the paragraph, skip the next couple of lines for a second, so he quotes what many might be thinking, the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Yud, where a certain person asked Rabbi Akiva, right, if you're a certain min, a certain heretic, asked Rabbi Akiva, if your God loves the poor people, why doesn't he give them money? Why does he make them poor? Ah, I got you, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't understand. He doesn't give it to the poor, kedei lazakos anu midinu shel gehenim. He wants to give us the schus. In order for us to become givers. That's why he doesn't give it directly. We are his shlichim. We do it for him. Okay, back to where we're up to in the chinuch. V'o tamachem b'davar. Another reason that he might get us involved. Sharatza hakel baruch hu lefarnes ha'ani. Ha'idei b'nei adam migodol cheto. Maybe a person is on a certain level. Obviously, we are not judging anyone. And so anybody who has a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But certain times, we might need that embarrassment to have to accept something. Right, it's low, right? What are we daven for in benching? We'd rather not need it. But sometimes a person needs that level so that he's in pain, and that will ultimately be good for his neshama. Okay, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, though, has the exact scoreboard in Shamayim of what every person needs. Dini HaMitzvah. Okay, let's talk about some of the halachas, what we have time for, related to the mitzvah. I saw in my newsstand, in one of his svarim, in the daily halacha discussion, he talks about what if, this is, if you want to look it up, it's in the daily on page 172. He says, what happens if the lender feels that he cannot lend money because he doesn't trust him? He doesn't think he's ever going to get the money back. And he knows this guy is not going to pay it back. Does he have to lend him? Can he lie and say, I don't have any liquid funds, and I'm sorry, I don't have my checkbook, right? Whatever it is. So he says yes. He said, in such a case, he may respond that he has no money to lend. The real meaning of his response is that he has no money to lend him, which is a true statement. They're not considered a lie at all. It's another Anochi Esav Bechorecha line. He says, I have no money to lend you, I'm sorry. But I have no money to lend you. I have money to lend other people, but I can't lend you. And he says, this is an example of Mishana Mepnei HaShalom. Right, if somebody asks, the same holds true when someone who you do not trust asks to borrow a car or other item you don't want to lend him. So, my insurance doesn't cover other drivers. You're allowed to say that. Mishana Bnei Shalom. Somebody doesn't want to give away their car. They're worried about it. Mishana Bnei Shalom, the Gemara says. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name was erased. Mishana Bnei Shalom. So there are many examples of this, that, number one. Number two, says the Avas Chesed, back in the Chafetz Chaim. Is there a shear for how much money one has to lend? Aleph Dalit, Chelik Aleph, Perak Aleph, Sim Oz Dalit. The Kama Yeshir Shechiva Torah Lahavos Ishlamei Ehu. What is the Shir? Lo Matsasi Ba'anyi Mefurash B'Devar Chazal Shir Lazeh. Says the Chavetz Chaim, and if he says this, we're not going to find one. I didn't find in Chazal any specific amount. By Tztaka, I found 20%, one-fifth, but I didn't find any Shir here. And you might say, oh, well, if you're going to get it back, it's obviously you have to give even more than that. He says, who says? Who says? Who says you have to give more just because you're going to get it back? You're not going to have it right now. So therefore, he says, I'm just not sure. He says, it must be you go on every situation, you judge it separately. Umistavra detali ha-mitzvah l'kol echad kefi hasagas yado. V'kol asher b'kocho la'asos l'tovas chaveiro yaseh. He says, that's it. I didn't find any specific shear, though, in Chazal, exactly what they demand from each person. Okay, weiter. What else can we talk about? Kagon, Eze Ani Kodem Mitzvah Zu. Which Ani comes first in this mitzvah? Chazal point out, a number of the first should point out, if I lend money, I might be doing five mitzvahs at once. I'm doing the mitzvah of halva. I'm doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's a mitzvah that if your friend is falling down, hakem takem imo. There are many mitzvahs that one could fulfill by giving somebody what they need. What about if somebody lends somebody a sefer? Do they fulfill this mitzvah saseh? That is a pashtus. It's something that's needed. They're an ani ba'osa shah because they don't have a ksos. So they're an ani ba'osa shah. They're an ani because they don't have a ksos. So maybe a partial fulfillment. There's a ran and a tshuva that discusses this, that maybe it's a fulfillment. But it's a little discussion in the achronim. It's definitely chesed. Definitely a mitzvah of chesed. But whether you get this mitzvah is a discussion. The chiddush ends off and says there are many warnings about this. A person who is distant. Terrible words describing a person who has money to do mitzvah with and he does not do it. The kamanechbad v'ne'ehav v'murucham, how beloved and loved and close, whom is Baruch, a person is who uses his money to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. So this is lending money. We should all make sure that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we use it as a tool. It's not a means. And B'ezras Hashem, we should be zochet to fulfill this mitzvah befoal and all the messages of the mitzvah as well. Tomorrow we have the connected mitzvah, and that is, as we'll see, the mitzvah of not going to try and collect from somebody who we know does not have. Okay, that will be on the show tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit more about the mitzvah of lending as well.